Jimmy.
Hello.
Where are we today then, Jimmy?
We're in the prestigious building of Hove Town Hall.
But why are we here, Jimmy?
Because there's beer here.
Beer. That's right. We are, in fact, at the Sussex Beer Festival 2006. We're here on the... What day is it today? I'm losing track of time.
Thursday.
It's Friday. Thank you, Jimmy. You're as bad as me.
Had a good week.
And it's the second... Well, it's the lunchtime session that we have turned up for. So we're looking forward to seeing what goes on in here. Peter Betteridge, who we'll be talking to a bit later on, suggested we come at this time because it'll be the quietest time for us, so
quietest.
We can actually talk to people.
But look at them all.
I can't call that quiet. I know. It's absolutely thriving. It's amazing.
This is nice. It's full of enthusiasts. Down a pub, it's full of louts. Down here, everyone is, you know, sensible, mature, enjoying the beer.
And I don't blame them. Mm. And there's so many beers in there.
Over 100, is it?
There's 140-something beers, I believe, in the upstairs room and in the downstairs room, which is the Sussex room. There's like 63 different Sussex beers. So how people can get through all
that
of that lot...
Is incredible. I'll go and get my cat bed.
Yeah, be here for the whole time.
I could.
Shall we go in?
Let's.
Okay. Peter, wonderful to see you again.
Yes, again, yes.
And here we are at Hove Town Hall, and it's been changed into...
It's the 16th Sussex Camera Branches Beer and Cider Festival.
And it looks fantastic. You said this room we're in now is the quietest time, but it's quite busy.
Yes, we're going to have about 400 people plus in for this session, which is our smallest session. But as you can see, it's still quite busy. It's still good atmosphere.
Definitely.
And really nice.
So now you've got a horseshoe affair here with barrels and barrels and barrels laid out. Tell us something about them.
Well, we start on the left-hand side here on what's called Bar A. These are the beers from all around the UK. They're in a brewer order, so Abbeydale Brewery comes first. So we work our way around the room, all the way around the room, through Bar B, through Bar C, down to the end of the alphabet. There's 143 different beers.
Wow.
In total, in this room, and then we got another 70 downstairs in our other bar.
Goodness gracious.
So, but downstairs we have our Sussex beers. We have 60 Sussex beers. About 11 of them are duplicated up here, but that's all. And then we also have 10 of the very popular beers, which you could see in a lot of pubs, which is in our welcome in, really for newcomers to come and try. And then once they've got a taste for it, they can actually see it in the pubs themselves, and so they can go on and drink it that way. And also down there, we've got our cider and Perry's bar on the left-hand side. We've got 34 different ciders from Sussex.
Oh, lovely. All from Sussex?
All from Sussex, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then we have our wines down the end there, and that is their English fruit wines from the Lurkeshall Winery. And we've got our elderflower wine, plum wine, and there's some mead as well.
First thing that we come to is bottled beers, Jimmy. Now, we do a lot with bottled beers. Is there any there that you don't recognise?
Most of them.
We've obviously got a lot of beer tasting to do.
We have indeed. Let's ask this gentleman who's poised on a beer crate.
Yes.
Could we trouble you for a moment,
Could we
sir?
Trouble you just for one couple of minutes?
Now, they're not English beers, are they?
That's correct. The half on the left are mainly Belgian, but there's some Germans and some Dutch thrown in there as well. Whereas on the right, it's all English.
English. And I noticed as we came in here, you've got a load of empty crates here, and Peter was telling me that you were hit fairly badly last night.
Yeah, not last night, but you're going to get people going to come take takeaways as well as trying them here, but it's really tonight and tomorrow night and the night spurt, we're going to hit with lots more people here. So the crates will be filled up again with empties or people taking them away.
So do you think you're going to have enough to survive?
There's about 1,500 bottles here, but most of them will go by Saturday night, so we're fairly confident on that, especially as we're now out in the foyer rather than the back of the hall.
Oh, yes, so yes. Better positioning this year.
I say.
Yes.
Yeah.
But when you've got five people here for an hour, at the last hour of every evening, you'll see how busy it can be.
We'll have to keep an eye on that.
Manic.
You've also got a couple of fridges here with some chilled beers and wines or perries or anything?
Yes. What wines and perries are elsewhere with the ciders.
Oh, right, yes.
But you tend to have the blonde beers and wheat beers. People like to have them cooled. As well as even lagers as well.
So, right.
So the small selection put in there for those. One tries one's best, but when you've got a large stock, you can't put everything in the chiller.
No, there's only a limited space.
Absolutely, yes.
Absolutely.
I'm looking at these beers here. We've got Angry Ox Bitter. And there's a Welsh beer with a name I probably can't pronounce.
There's a
Pullman.
I was just going to say, there's a Pullman, a couple of ones that we recognise. I do like the designs of the labels. The labels are all so important, aren't they, on bottled beers?
Absolutely, yes. But it's the shape of the bottle, the label, the size of the bottle, and the beers that don't get sold are the ones that look fairly bland at the end of the day.
Yes.
They don't have to be stupid.
No.
But they have to be bold in some way.
And to grab your eye. Because they are works of art.
Absolutely, yes. It's a sales pitch for any company, isn't it? So they've got to make them very presentable. Without necessarily over the top, even though some are over the top.
But people keep the bottles, don't they? They keep, and so they keep one or of the bottles, so they know which ones they've tried. I mean, we've got a friend who's got mantelpieces full of these bottles.
That's right. It's the same as going through the bells, and then you do a tick list.
Right. Yes, of course.
And I've had a chap yesterday who had the Roger Potts bought 300 beers to try before you die. And he had his tick list of 300 beers, and he wanted to follow which ones I had for that tick list.
Did you have many?
I had some for him. But it was a few years old. Taste change, of course.
Yes, of course they do. Yes, brilliant.
What is a champion beer this year? Wasn't the champion beer last year, or whatever?
Mm. But once you've got that accolade of being a champion beer, you can hold that for a long time, can't you?
He's now selecting a bottle.
Here we go. What have we got here?
Probably a personal
Evensong, champion of Great Britain. When was that?
Yeah, that was 2005, yes.
Oh, right, so last year.
That's last year's champion.
And who makes that? That's the Durham Brewery. Oh, I've not tried that one. Looks lovely.
Well, again, it's a labelled too, and try to enhance the fact it's a quality beer.
Yes.
It's not in your face, it's not over loud, it looks like a serious label.
And there's the camera
logo
sign on the side, which is lovely to see, isn't it? Thank you very much, Dave. Much appreciated. Jimmy, we've now come into the main bar area upstairs. This is where they've got bar A, bar B and bar C. Racks of barrels, all labelled up.
And it's absolutely stunning. So, I mean, they're on scaffolding. Because there's a hell of a lot of weight.
I was going to say, there must be a hell of a lot of weight holding that up.
Looking underneath, we can actually see the planks that the scaffolding has to rest on to even out the weight. And what a bar!
What a bar. Tables here, people all around the tables, loads of people with glasses in hand, drinking up, tasting, chatting.
It's a really friendly crowd, isn't it?
They're
all well into one subject, beer.
So let's go over to bar A, because it's a little bit quieter over there, and have a look and see what beers they've got.
Okay.